What is up, y'all? Welcome back to the Wise and Well podcast. I'm your host, Herman Lin, and this is the show where we just try to make fitness super simple, more realistic, and give you some practical advice that allows you to build your best and healthiest body without losing your mind. And this is going to be another solo episode. So I've done a couple of these in the past, have gotten some good feedback. So I'm excited to do another one here. Real quick, guys, if you are listening to the show, if you've been listening and you're enjoying it, it really helps me out. And I appreciate if you leave a great 5-star review. Leave a review down there and say some kind words too. I always love reading whatever, whenever you guys feel like you're getting value out of this and appreciating it. I love hearing from you. So leave a great review, hit subscribe if you haven't already. And I'm not going to waste a ton of time. We can just kind of get into it now. So I think one thing quick before we get started, as I was sitting here and I was kind of writing out all the things that I was going to say today, and I've done this for a couple other episodes, I thought about the idea of kind of like the message that I try to share out there. And, one of the things I realized is like my whole thing and what I really want you to get out of the content I provide is that it's okay to not be perfect, right? With your fitness and your nutrition, and health in general. And I think what's so funny is that as I say all these things and I give out all this advice, I realize that in myself, as I'm writing content and creating podcasts, it's like I'm completely not following my own advice. So I'm sitting here like rewriting everything a million times, stopping the camera, stopping the take, and reshooting things if I don't say it perfectly. And so I decided that I'm just going to say, screw it. I'm just going to come on here and just talk and let you see me kind of figure this out as a real person. The same way I expect you to give it a shot and figure out health and fitness as you go, right? And not expect to be perfect. So bear with me if this isn't perfect, but just know it is intentional. And I want to, I want you to see that it's okay that sometimes we're just figuring out as we go. So let's jump in. I think, today is a important topic for me. I think it's something that as I think about, I run at Wise and Well, we do fitness and nutrition coaching all online, one-on-one. So as I kind of think about, a lot of the people that I work with and a lot of the things that, from my past and my history, one of the biggest things is talking about the weekend, right? And most not, we're not going to dive into like nutrition on the weekend and working on the weekend, those things. What I really want to talk about is after the weekend, right? Because the reality is there's just times, whether it's the holidays or, you've got celebrations with the family and friends or whatever it is, or even just a normal weekend where you're going on date night, whatever, you know what I mean? Where you get to Sunday and all of a sudden you realize like, oh my God, I overate way too much yesterday, or maybe the last 2 days. Maybe I drank a little too much. I skipped my workout I said I was going to do on Saturday. And as much as we don't want to talk about it, as much as we don't want to admit it, like that's just life, right? Like that happens. And unless, I don't think many people are listening to this who are bodybuilders or trying to compete for a powerlifting meet. I think most people are everyday people that, go to work, raise their kids, and want to stay fit and healthy as they get older, but the reality is like, you're probably not going to be perfect every single weekend. And I think what I want to make sure is that you can walk away today with just an understanding of what that even means. And, hopefully ease your mind a little bit of what kind of damage, I guess, you are actually doing on the weekend, or damage that you're not doing, more importantly, I guess. So I'm going to share a little bit of kind of personal stories and a little bit of, some facts that I think will maybe help you understand what the long-term solution is, right? Rather than kind of focusing on a day to day, because I think that's the most important thing to get out of this today. But let's kind of dive in. So I think, you know, like if I rewind back in my life, 5, 10 years, this is one of those things that I, you know, working in corporate world and being busy all week, being at home and then tired at night and then getting to the weekend, it's pretty easy to go a little overboard on the weekend, right? Especially when I was in my early 20s, and that involved just basically going out to the bar for, you know, whatever, 36 hours throughout of the 2 days, maybe not that much, but I'm over exaggerating, but you know what I mean? The weekends would turn into something that was almost just an escape from the weekdays, right? And by the time you get to Sunday and you're sitting there and you wake up and you realize like all these things that maybe you made all these promises to yourself and none of them happen, or, you know, maybe you said, hey, you know, I'm going to have a little bit of fun. And then it's like the fun turned into something that was uncontrollable. You know, maybe you went out to dinner, you said, I'm going to let myself eat a little bit of pizza, but then 9 PM, 10 PM rolls around and all of a sudden it's more pizza, right? And more food than you anticipated. And you wake up on Sunday, and I would do this all the time. I'd wake up on Sunday and you know, it's the Sunday scaries, right? But you sit there and you're just, now you're just thinking in your head like, oh man, like I just screwed everything up, right? And I think the hardest thing is that puts you in a state where now you're going into the week full of fear, right? And you're afraid of like, okay, now I got to undo all this damage. And I think what we'll talk about is that puts you in a place where you do things that are actually going to sabotage you in the long run because of this. And so I think as we kind of dive into this, like what I want you to really understand is how do we move week to week, always keeping in sight the long-term game, right? The long-term strategy. And this is going to be really important. So we're going to talk through 5 kind of reminders or tips or points or whatever you want to call it. This actually comes from a post that I made last week that got a lot of good engagement. So if you aren't following me on Instagram, check it out at wiseandwell.fitness. I post a lot of posts like this that on a daily basis. So number one, I think one of the most important things to understand is that you probably didn't do as much damage as you think. And this is going to vary, right? Obviously there's different people in different scenarios and not every weekend's the same, but I think this is such an important one because we think of everything in terms, this is, you know, one of the biggest things, like we think of everything in terms of kind of fat gain and fat loss and weight gain and weight loss and what the scale says and all these things. And that's like that in your head, you know, stepping on the scale can throw off the entire day, right? Like it changes your perception on everything. And so I get what that feeling feels like. We're like on Sunday, you step on the scale and you're like, oh man, shit. Like, you know, you think that everything just went off the rails and now you just gained 4 or 5 pounds of fat overnight. And, you know, it's so much for all the progress that I was making. And I think like what I want you to do is really think about it from a true logical sense. So here's the thing. You had to eat 3,500 calories over your maintenance to truly gain a pound of fat. Let's let that sink in for a second. 3,500 calories, extra calories on top of your maintenance. So let's say, you know, you're eating, I weigh around like 195. So my maintenance is going to be around like 2,800 calories on a daily basis. So that means I would have to eat 3,500 calories on top of that, right? So what is that? That's like 6,300 calories, right? 6,000 calories in a day, to truly gain a pound of fat. And it still doesn't work exactly that way, right? It's your metabolism's not that like precise where every single day it's, oh, here's the calories. It's gonna work itself out over a period of time. But still, you know, that's a lot. It's a lot more than we think it is. And, you know, to put in perspective, that's essentially two medium Papa John's pizzas. So like take what a normal day of eating is for you and then add two entire medium Papa John's pizzas on top of that, right? So I get that a weekend, you know, you're probably eating a little bit more. You're probably going out and eating out and maybe having some drinks and like, yeah, you're probably stacking up the calories a little bit more, but you know, just put into perspective of like what truly can happen in one weekend. Now, if this is a regular occurrence, right? Every single weekend we're eating 5,000, 6,000 calories on Friday and Saturday and, you know, bleeds into Sunday. Like, yeah, totally can add up. So I don't want to discount that. Like if that's the case, like probably do need to think about, hey, do I need to make some changes, right? And shift my focus a little bit. But if it is like, hey, I just had this weekend and I don't do this very often, but man, like we went out to my cousin's birthday and we were out for dinner and it was like the onion ring started coming out and the fried mushrooms started coming out. And then I was like, screw it, I'm going to get the burger. And, you know, we had some drinks that turned into more drinks. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, what did I do? Right. Then, you know, still put that into perspective. Like even if you did eat 6,000 calories or 5,000 calories, that's still 1 pound of fat. Right. So like the idea that you gained 5 pounds overnight, it's just not going to happen. Like that's just almost impossible. And if it is, you know, then there's probably a larger issue that you probably need to start thinking about and figuring out, right? Like totally in a binge purge cycle, like true binge eating, that could be possible. But for just a regular kind of weekend where it's just goes a little bit off the rails and you eat a little bit too much, like likely not happening, right? So I think that's the first point and a really important one, because I think this will lead to having some groundedness and level-headedness as we kind of go into the other points. Those are definitely not words, groundedness and level-headedness. but we're going to leave them in because this is a live recording. We're just going with it. Number two. So this is also a very important one and kind of feeds off of the first one, but I think we need to understand and remember that scale fluctuations are a very real and a very normal thing. We know that logically, and I think you probably are saying like, yeah, no, I know, right? But the problem is, I think what's so hard is that when you step on the scale, it's still so hard not to get that emotional reaction, right, to a number going up. And this is the problem, because when we are making decisions for our health, for fat loss, for fitness, like we cannot be operating off of emotion, because that leads us to make impulsive short-term decisions that are not going to be the best for our long-term strategy. And a really important thing, you know, on the weekend, like what's important to remember is that carbs and salt both retain extra water. So for every gram of carbs that you eat, it's going to retain about 3 to 4 grams of water. And for salt, about 400 milligrams of salt, which is like the amount that you get in, you know, a gram of table salt, you will hold on to about 2 pounds of extra water. So think about the foods that you're eating on the weekends, right? You're eating pizza, you're going out to dinner. A lot of these foods are going to be higher in salt and probably higher in carbohydrates. And that does not mean that either of these things are villains or terrible for you or anything like that. But it's important to remember that if you're eating more of those, you're probably going to hold on to more water than usual, right? So if you go out and you eat a bunch of bread and a bunch of high sodium, anything at a restaurant is going to be filled with tons and tons of sodium. You're probably going to wake up in the morning and the scale is probably going to be up. But again, you know, from the first point, it's, you didn't gain 5 pounds of fat. It is very, very likely that most of that is water. So I think this is an important thing because, you know, as you look at it, and we'll kind of go into this, into the third point from this here, you need to remember that just because it's up 4 or 5 pounds because you have more carbs and more sodium in you, that does not mean you need to do all these things to counteract it, to burn it off, right? Is an idea that I think I used to always think about personally. It's something that if you do nothing, just go back to a normal day of eating for a couple of days, it's just going to come back down because the water weight's going to go away and it's going to feel normal again. And that is super, super important to know because this is how we can kind of go into the third point. And this is a really, really important point and one that I used to screw up all the time is that regardless of what you ate the past 2 days or this weekend or whenever, you still need to eat tomorrow. Okay? You require calories to live, right? Regardless if you want that to be real or not, that's just the truth. And you require nutrients to live. Your body needs them to thrive. And so just trying to avoid food as much as possible to make the scale go down faster, to get the bloating out of here faster, it feels productive. It feels like the right thing to do, but I'm telling you that it's not. And this is something that I am very passionate about because this is not what I used to do at all. And I say you need to eat tomorrow. In the sense of you can't just avoid food, right? But even outside of that, you know, as I look back at my weekends and the way I would treat the weekdays versus the weekends in the past is I would feel guilty on Sunday of everything that I ate and drank all weekend. And then on Monday, even Sunday night, I'm instantly going into let's skip breakfast. So we're intermittent fasting, right? Let's avoid carbs as much as we possibly can. And, you know, a lot of that's like, it's just, let's just eat salads for lunch. And my salads are like, you know, you'd have some protein with some chicken or something or some steak. And then like just a ton of leafy greens. And then a bunch of vegetables and then salad dressing. And yeah, like there's some good stuff in there, some protein, there's some fiber, there's some veggies, but the calories is probably like 400 or 500 calories for a meal. And I'm eating that, you know, twice a day, maybe eating a little bit more at night. So there's a very good chance that I probably would have had days where it's like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm eating like 1500 calories, right? Maybe even a little bit less, on a base of my maintenance should be like 2800 calories, right? And what happens when we do that? Like, yes, we would go into the first couple of days and I would feel better. Like I would feel lighter and I would feel like my digestion is better and my stomach feels flatter and all these things and the scale is going down and it's like, oh, right, I'm doing it. I'm eating healthy this week. And the reality is what I don't realize in that moment is that by the time I get to Friday, I am so hungry, so tired, and so sick of eating salads all week that I go into just another weekend of chaos, right? Like I'm just like looking forward for like the, all right, now let's go out to eat. Let's go out and let's go to happy hour and order everything again. And then get back to Sunday and not realize that I'm just perpetuating the same cycle over and over and over again. And this is such an important point, because you have to break the cycle at some point, right? So is the cycle going to break when you get to the weekend and you're trying to enjoy some time off of work and have fun with some of your friends, and you're going to hope that you just have all this willpower to continue power through on eating half the calories that your maintenance is, right? Or can you start at the other end of the cycle? When you get to Sunday, can you say, okay, well, I'm not going to go into tomorrow and just avoid food. I'm just not doing that anymore, right? And this takes time. This took me a long, long time to be able to go and say, all right, well, you know, that was not the greatest weekend, but tomorrow I'm going to wake up, I'm going to have some eggs, I'm going to have some toast, you know, maybe some avocado, and, you know, I'm going to make my protein smoothie. I'm just going to eat normal. I'm not going to change anything. And then for lunch, I'm going to have, you know, maybe some grilled chicken thighs or some grilled sirloin and some rice and maybe some broccoli. And just, you know, I'm going to cook food. I think that helps me a lot. It's going to make me feel better, but I'm not going to avoid a bunch of stuff. I'm not going to just change how I eat just to artificially make the scale come back down faster, which it does. It really doesn't, right? It's going to come down regardless, like we talked about. So, you know, what I would say is, like, the biggest thing is think about what your body needs in this moment and focus on adding nutrient dense foods. And this is something that, you know, I've talked about in the past multiple times, but in general, with health, fitness, if you're trying to lose some weight, adding is usually a better strategy than restricting. And what I mean by that is focus on going on offense. Add nutrient-dense foods. So specifically things like protein, right? Get some meat. Or if you don't eat meat, then some tofu or tempeh. Get some fiber. So, you know, things like potatoes, things like whole grains, fruits, veggies. And then with that, even non-fibrous veggies in general too, that are just packed with vitamins and minerals and nutrients. Get those things onto your plate and focus more on that than avoiding things like carbs. One, you don't need to avoid carbs. They're packed with fiber. They're packed with, you know, vitamins and minerals. There's just no reason to do it. They give you energy. They give you fuel. They make your workouts better. And if you're focusing on adding these good things, the reality is, like, this is what your body needs right now, right? Like, if you were just eating a bunch of pizza and fried mushrooms and all those things, like, your body needs some nutrients. It needs some vitamins. It needs some minerals. It needs to feel better. And just avoiding calories, going into a calorie deficit, which is adding stress to your body, is not the best thing. It's not the right answer. So again, do not fuel this cycle of just continuously restricting and then weekend chaos, right? Because this is what happens. This is, you know, when people say, like, oh, I don't eat that much, but I'm not losing any weight. A lot of times it's this cycle where, like, yeah, you don't eat that much Monday through Thursday, right? Or Monday through Friday. But then what is that leading to on Friday, Saturday, Sunday? And I think once you kind of understand that if you're looking at your weekend as like an escape from the week, right? Because your week is so mundane and so boring and everything that you don't want to do, but it's just the things you feel like you have to do, then it's always going to be impossible to control the weekend. And I say that to the point where, you know, it might be a good idea to add some of those things from the weekend to your weekday, right? Like, go out and get a burger on Tuesday night, or have a date night on Wednesday night where you make a homemade pizza with your husband or wife. right? Like, do some of those things during the week. And suddenly when you get to the weekend, it's much easier to say like, hey, let's just cook dinner. Let's just make lunch. Like, we don't need to go out, right? I think it's such an important point to realize that, like, we spend so much of our lives, especially if you're working kind of a normal schedule. I don't say normal, but like, I guess like a common schedule, right? Of Monday through Friday, 8 or 9 to 5-ish, right? Get off, you have 48 hours to go do everything that you want to do. And it's easy to use that as an escape. And a lot of people do. And so I think the more you can kind of like spread that out through the week and find some ways to add joy to the week, rather than just being like, oh, I just got to take all the joy out of the weekend. Like, no, find ways to add good things into your life, and you will just simply have less space for all the things that don't serve you. Okay. Point number 4, movement helps everything. And this is a really important point, and I really want to be clear with this. When I say movement, like, the last thing that I mean is to go punish yourself in the gym, which is what I used to do all the time. You know, like, even to the point of like where I would just like wake up on some days and just feel exhausted on a Sunday or something, and I would just go to the gym and basically like punish myself on the treadmill, even though I had no energy, even though I didn't, you know, I was feeling sore and my joints were achy. It's, you know, I would just do it anyways. Like, oh, you just got to do it, man. You got to burn it off, right? Like, like that term, burn it off, is like, it's just the most ridiculous thing because it's so short-sighted. You know, like, the reality is this: we burn 90 to 95% of our calories outside of the gym. 90 to 95%. Okay. So this idea that like, oh, I overate last night, so I got to go burn it off on the treadmill. Like, that's not a viable strategy, you know, because the reality is like, if you go to the gym and you burn 300, 400 calories, which is realistic, like, you're not burning like 600 or 700 calories. Like, your watch probably says those things are usually completely wrong. If you're burning like 300 calories at the gym, but then the rest of Sunday you're sitting around and laying down on the couch, right? Then you're kind of not doing exactly what you think you are. And this is exactly what I used to do all the time. I would just beat the shit out of myself in the gym. I would come home, lay on the couch most of the day, and think that I was offsetting, you know, all the calories that I ate the day before. And I think this is so important because, like, one, you don't need to burn it off. You need to think of calories as something that is much longer term. And on a weekly average basis, right? Like, you're not going to go say, okay, you know, I went to the mall yesterday and I spent a little bit too much, so I'm just going to not get gas for my car tomorrow, right? Like, that strategy makes no sense. It's, you look at finances as a longer term strategy, right? If you overspend a little bit here, okay, well, that's something that I probably got to like think about as I go through the month and over the next year. But I'm not literally going and saying, okay, I spent way too much at 9 p.m. yesterday, so I'm going to spend way less at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Like, it's just, you would never think of money like that. And I think calories are the same exact way. So do not think of it as like, if I do this, then I have to do this, right? And especially from the sense of like going and doing this super, super intense exercise to just try to burn and sweat as much as possible. Because the reality is again, like, you're just adding stress to your body when you just did that. If you ate all these things that aren't making you feel great and you overate, like, you're stressing your body. And now you're going to the gym and you're going to do these intense sprint cycles. Like, again, it's, you're just stressing your body even more. And if you feel, look, like, if it's like, that's your normally scheduled workout and you feel great, then awesome. There's nothing wrong with it. I don't want to like encourage you not to do intense workouts if that's what you do. But if you're doing it just because you think I need to burn all these calories off, probably not the smartest idea. Now, what is a smart idea? Move. Just go move more. Go for a walk, a really, really long walk. Walking is, you know, honestly, like from a metabolism standpoint, people always talk about like boosting your metabolism and burning more calories. Like walking is one of the best possible ways you could do that. It is very, very low stress. It improves your blood flow. It improves your digestion. It improves your recovery, and it reduces mental stress and anxiety. So it's one of the best things you could do when you wake up and you're like, oh my God, this weekend was just out of control. Go like immediately go for a long walk. Don't even think about it. And I think what you'll realize is that one, it's going to help a little bit with just like digestion and feeling a little less puffy from the bloating, which helps already immediately from a mental standpoint too, because it kind of takes a little bit of that, like, oh, I have to get rid of this as fast as I possibly can mentality out of here. And then two, it really sets the tone for the rest of the week, right? Like, I'm just going to move more. I'm going to add things that do good for my body, that make me feel good. And walking is one of the best ways to do that. And I think it's so important to be able to start your day or start your week on a good note like that. So that's point number four, is just move. Move more and don't think about it. Just take action. Action will drive motivation. It will help you get into a better headspace and make better decisions the rest of the week. Now, the last point, point number five, I think it's so important and something that we don't talk about from a health and fitness standpoint, because it doesn't really fit into all the things that we try to sell people, right? Of workouts and weight loss and, chasing all your goals, like all these things. This is what I want you to understand, is something that in the grand scheme of life, weight loss is not all that matters. And food and fitness is not the only thing that contributes to your health. Okay. I've said this multiple times, but there is the longest running study that covers and looks at longevity and what leads to a long and healthy life. It's been running out of Harvard for the last 80 plus years. What they have found as they look at, you know, the people who live the longest and the healthiest lives, is that the people at age 80 who are in the best state of health have, you know, are still alive around that time and find meaning in their life. The people at age 80 who do that the best are the people who also have the most meaningful social connections at age 50. So think about that. This study went in to discover, like, what is it? Is it diet? Is it workouts? Is it sleep? Like, what are the things that we can find in common across all these people who live and grow up to be healthy and live a long life? And the greatest common denominator is that they prioritize meaningful social connection and healthy relationships. And I say these things because I don't want you to think about, it's not that I'm saying like, don't worry about fitness. Don't worry about working out. Don't worry about eating well. I'm not saying that at all. I think those are super important things. I think it's very important to have a regular workout schedule. I think it's very important to move a lot. I think it's very important to eat nutrient-dense foods that make you feel good and fuel your body and provide you energy. I think all those things are super important. I think it's also very important to spend meaningful time with your friends and family. I think it's also very important to prioritize your sleep. I think it's also very important to find some kind of meaning and purpose in your life and to not just be someone who just works all day and then works in the gym and then works in the kitchen and then is just stressed about all the things that they have to do. So My question to you is, did you enjoy yourself at least this weekend? Right? Like maybe there's things that you wish you could have go back and change and do something different and maybe eat less, maybe drink a little bit less, maybe move a little bit more. Like I get it, you know, I get it. But did you at least enjoy yourself? Did you have fun with your friends? Did you connect with your family? Did you build some relationships? Those things matter. And I would consider those wins as well. Even if there's other things that we want to improve, we have different cups of life and maybe just spent a little bit more time filling up those other cups, right? And over time, you can get better at, you know, filling the other cups more and making sure you're balanced. And, you know, I think it's important to understand, like, there's no such thing as balance. It's just not real. Like this 100%, like, oh yeah, I work out perfectly and I eat really well. And, but you know, I make really good money, but I also spend great time with all my friends and family every week. Like that's not real. Like it's, you're probably going to have periods of time where you're focusing more on one thing and then you realize you're kind of neglecting one of the other ones. Right. And so then you kind of spend a little bit more time there. And so like, yes, we should all be striving for this idea of balance all the time while also accepting that it's probably never going to be 100% there. And that's okay. So as you think about that, you know, think about the big picture. If 80% of the time you're hitting your workouts, 80% of the time you're prioritizing protein, 80% of the time you're, you know, cooking most of your meals, eating nutrient dense foods, 80% of the time you're getting sleep and not overly consuming yourself with stressful things in your life, right? And then that other 20%, you're just enjoying yourself, having some fun, laughing, going to happy hour, you know, drinking some wine with your family. And if you don't drink, then ignore that part, but maybe eating pizza with the family, right? Playing some cards and just having fun. Like there's nothing wrong with that. And I think at the end of the day, you know, you can do all the things that you want to live as long as you possibly can. And you probably should. You probably should take care of yourself and try to live a long and healthy life. But you do need to remember, like, no matter what we do, we can't survive forever. You know, that was one of the things that I think in my past that was so hard to understand, that like when I got super fixated on fasting and autophagy and avoiding carbs and biohacking, like in my head, the reality is like, it was just a part of it was just a coming from a place of fear of death, right? Like I was like, how do I just literally live as long as I possibly can? Like, how do I go till 100, 150? What, you know, are there advances coming in the field? And a lot of it's like, I don't want to have that moment in my life. I like being alive. And so I think it's okay to have that, to chase that, but you had to balance it out. The fact that like, you also had to enjoy your life. Like, what is the point of living for 90 years if the whole time, like you're just focused on trying to live as long as possible, that you don't actually do anything that you actually enjoy? Right? So I'm not saying to swing that direction entirely. I think that it's letting go of this, like, and I think you have to understand who you are, right? If I just said all those things, like 80% of the time, right, doing those things, and you're like, I am nowhere near that. Like, I probably do those things 20% of the time. I don't ever work out. I don't ever, you know, I order out food all the time. Like, then I'm probably going to tell you that that's probably where you should spend some of your time refocusing. You probably should start working out. You probably should start trying to make some of your own meals and trying to eat more whole foods, right? Like, it's important to understand where you are on this spectrum. But if you're on the total polar opposite side of that, where you're worried about one missed workout, where you're worried about going on the weekend and eating more than what you probably should have, right? Eating foods, like having a donut when you never eat one of those, like, if that stresses the hell out of you, that you can't even go to brunch with your family because you're just so worried about what's on the menu and if it fits within your like world of acceptable dietary options, right? If that's you, then I think you got to really think about the grand scheme of all this. And I think if you can do that, these weekends become a lot less scary. And when the weekends become a lot less scary, and when you don't feel like if I eat some fries, I screwed everything up, what's the really funny thing is that it actually becomes much easier to make better decisions in the first place. Because when you're so terrified and you feel like it's so wrong to do any of that kind of stuff, the reality is, like, what happens when you actually do that? You, in your head, it's like, it's over. I already screwed up, right? I might as well just eat all the fries. Screw it. Let's give me the pizza too, right? What's for dessert? I'll have the brownie also. But if in your head, think about all the things that I just talked about for the last 40 minutes. If you can keep yourself grounded and you go, you know what? Like, I'm focusing on being with my cousins because I haven't seen them in forever, or my friend that's coming up that I've been best friends with that it's been a year, right? Because we're busy. They've got kids and I've got a job and it's awesome to see them, right? Like, the last thing I want to do is be thinking about what can I possibly get on this menu when I'm seeing my best friend that I haven't seen in 6 months, right? Like, keep that kind of stuff in perspective. And suddenly it becomes much easier in the moment to be like, you know what? I'm just going to eat some fries. I'm going to have a piece of pizza, but I'm also going to have a side salad. And then, hey, honey, tonight, like, why don't we cook some food, right? Why don't we make dinner and kind of offset of it? And I think it makes things just simpler, more realistic, easier. And I'm saying all this because I want you to realize, like, it's not just you, right? Like, this is just kind of how most people are trying to balance it. And most people are trying to figure out, I try to do this, you know, like, I'm by no means perfect. I had a gyro last night and a bunch of fries. And I was sitting there being like, oh my God, like, I can't stop eating this. And today woke up, we went for a nice long walk. We came home. We made breakfast. We had some avocado toast with some eggs, some coffee, talked about some wedding planning stuff, had a great day. 5 years ago, I could not imagine doing that. I would have fasted till noon. I would have freaked out about all the things that I ate last night. I would have gone to tomorrow and eaten only just a little chicken salad. But no, like, I'm not doing that anymore. I am happy that I was with my friends last night. I'm happy that we ate together and had some food. I haven't had a gyro in a long time. It tasted great. And I'm happy that I'm eating food that makes me feel good today. Both of those are okay. Right? So I hope that this was helpful. I hope that you can take away something that provides you with value and lets you take some action, you know, the next time you're thinking of this. So, you know, maybe save this episode, honestly, for the next time you do have a weekend like that and put this on and just allow it to be a reminder that you're doing okay. It's fine, right? Stop letting a day or two feel like you ruined everything. Like, this is the whole goal. The whole goal is to be 80% consistent for the next 30 years, not 100% perfect for the next 30 days. This is about the long run and the long game, and 1 or 2 days mixed into all these other great days is not going to make or break you. So I appreciate it, guys. If you like this episode, reach out, you know, again, leave a great review or DM me on Instagram and let me know. And if you are looking for any kind of coaching support, you know, I build out training programs so you never have to worry about your workouts. On a month-to-month basis, complete strength training, entirely built for you based off of, you know, are you at home or at the gym, what your goals are, what your experience levels are. And then same with nutrition coaching, right? If you are trying to maybe lose some weight or build some muscle or just improve, you know, your energy and some of your health markers, I work one-on-one with people and help them do that in a way that is realistic and fits into their life. So if you're interested in either of those, I'll put a link in the show notes. And also if you are, you know, if you are looking for training, I do offer a free 30-day training plan to kind of get you started so that I'll get you into the app. I'll build you out a plan just like you're a client, and you can see if you like it. And if you enjoy it and want to continue, awesome. And if you don't, then absolutely no hard feelings. So I'll put a link in the show notes for that too. Check it out. Free 30 days. Just sign up for the, you'll sign up for the email list. And then I'll shoot you a note to get started. And then outside of that, guys, you know, again, thank you for listening. I really, really appreciate each and one of you, every one of your support. You guys are awesome. You know, the notes I get from you on a seemingly almost daily basis now, it's just, it's so great to hear that you're finding value and learning how to have fitness be a part of your life without controlling it, which is something that I wish I could have done in my life a lot earlier. So seeing people kind of, you know, interrupt their day to day, and be able to start putting in some of those things into action, it just means the world to me. So thank you guys. And I will see you next time. All right. Bye guys.